SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Looks like we will not be hearing from Donald Trump today after all, at least not from the witness stand.
Former President Trump posted on his Truth Social platform he's decided against testifying for a second time in his New York civil fraud trial. He says he already, quote, very successfully and conclusively testified last month. At a New York dinner this weekend, the Republican presidential frontrunner accused Democrats of
weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference because we're beating them so badly in the polls.
Trump was expected to be the final defense witness in the fraud case brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukrainian President Zelensky heads to Capitol Hill tomorrow before going to the White House for a meeting with President Biden. Zelensky's visit comes as Mr. Biden lobbies Congress for more U.S. aid for Ukraine. Also at SRNNews.com, damage assessment and cleanup underway across storm-ravaged Middle Tennessee. The region hit hard by a powerful storm, including tornadoes over the weekend, and Nashville took a real beating.
In total so far, our responders have identified 22 structures that have collapsed as a result of the storm, and countless others have sustained significant damage.
Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell, two children among six people who were killed, dozens were injured. Tens of thousands remain without power, and it could take days to get all of the lights back on. Promising to crush terrorism, Israeli troops are battling Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities. Israel has pledged to keep fighting until it removes Hamas from power, dismantles its military machine, and returns all of the scores of hostages still being held by the terrorists. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 82 points. The Nasdaq is down 51. This is SRN News. A crash may be coming to your state capitol.
Thanks to the efforts of the American Nativity Scene Committee and the Thomas More Society, 43 capitals will have a manger scene on their grounds this Christmas, a record number. Thomas More spokesman Tom Brekka tells the Christian Post that the nativity scenes are important because they represent, quote, an exercise of fundamental constitutional rights that, if not exercised, are going to be lost or forgotten about. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Preliminary designs have been released for an outdoor memorial to the 11 victims of the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue attack. The plans call for the memorial to be adjacent to the Tree of Life Synagogue, scene of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Details still being hammered out, but the design includes a garden and 11 sculpted forms of open books, symbolizing the Book of Life in the Jewish tradition. The design comes after years of dialogue by family members of the victims. This is SRN News. The experts tell us we should expect busier airports and highways this Christmas season than a year ago. The cost of making the trip could be just a bit less this year.
AAA predicts some 115 million of us will travel at least 50 miles from home over the 10 days starting right before Christmas. That's about 2% more than last year, but not quite as many as 2019, the last holiday season before the pandemic. Most will travel by car, and they'll enjoy slightly lower gas prices than a year ago. And government figures show airfares are also down a bit from high levels in 2022. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Citing the importance of preserving free speech, Elon Musk has restored the X account of InfoWars host Alex Jones. It comes after Musk posted a poll this weekend on the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. That poll came out 70% in favor of Jones. More details at SRNNews.com.